It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Makadi. Welcome to Music Time in Africa, a program of the English to Africa service of the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Stay tuned and get connected right now to the best pan-African music. Welcome back to the show, good people. Are you ready for an exciting musical journey? Well, I hope so, because the train is about to take off. Here's what's en route today. Classic soukous from Congo, fresh new voices and sounds from Niger and Cape Verde, a sweet South Sudanese pop tune, classic balafon dance jams from Mali, and Bira music from Zimbabwe, and a traditional Ewe dance drum number from 1985 Ghana. The biggest trip we take today, though, is to Zimbabwe with a face-to-face interview with Oliver Mutukudzi. Yeah, you heard right, Tuku. This icon of Zimbabwean music came here to Studio 4 last week, his first appearance at Voice of America in Washington. He's on tour right now for his new CD, Sarawoga. So stay tuned all hour. Keep it locked, y'all, right here on Music Time. With a warm hello of his own, classic soukou style, here's Mose Fanfan.
Hello.
Mm-mm, ain't nothing like Congolese sucrose. That was Mo's Fun Fun with Hello, Hello.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Unless you're living in Niger, the chance to hear its music is comparatively rare to the majority of nations and regions in the rest of Africa. But a group called Tal Nacional from Niamey is about to change all that. Since forming in 2000, they've been building a slow but steady buzz in Niger and abroad. In September, Tal Nacional's coming to America, their first U.S. tour. Let's take a listen. Here's track 3 from their latest CD, Kani.
Oh,
That was Tal Nacional, the hottest new sound coming out of Niamey. They begin their first U.S. tour this September.
VOA.
A very special guest, Oliver Mutukudzi, joined me in Studio 4 last week. Check it out.
I'm so honored that you're here. This is a real treat for us.
Thank you very much for having me here.
You're welcome. So what are you doing? Are you on tour?
Yes, I'm on tour.
With that new CD?
With the new CD, Sarawoga.
Okay.
Yes.
Where's the rest of your band, man?
They're around somewhere, having fun.
You don't need them, right? You don't need them all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Is this your first time in D.C.?
Not really. I've been here several times.
How about Voice of America?
Yeah, first time here.
Excellent.
First time to be here.
Cool. Your voice, your fingers, are you ready? Maybe you can start us off with something maybe from your new album or whatever you want to play. Would you mind playing something for
us?
Well,
I'm going to play you called a track on the latest offering. The Sarawoga, but I play Matitsika.
Matitsika.
Matitsika, yes, which means you're welcome. Welcome to the new CD.
Oh, I see. All right.
That's Oliver Mutukudzi, folks, singing and playing Matitsika from Studio 4. There's much more music and conversation with Tuku coming up. But first, let's get our balafon bounce on, baby. From Sikasso, Mali, here's Neba Solo. He sings, "Attention, be careful, girls. Be careful of the deceivers. The young man looks nice, but he's a bluffer. The pants are borrowed. The shoes are borrowed. He has no cell phone credits. He'll say, 'Trust me, I'll marry you.' But in the end, oh, it's a deception."
Attention, les femmes, les trompeurs arrivent.
C'est la déception. Déception. Déception.
Fais-moi confiance, fais-moi confiance.
That was Neba Solo, a brother band from Sikasso, Mali, with Je vais te marier, I'll marry you.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/african-music-treasures.
Hello, macaco, macaco, macaco.
Yeah, yeah, it's music time, and we're in the middle of a one-on-one with music icon Oliver Mutukudzi. Hear what he has to say about the purpose of song and the deeply personal theme of his newest CD, Sarawoga.
I just happen to have all of these CDs of yours. This one.
Okay.
This one.
Well, yes.
Tuku Music.
Yes.
Pai Vepo.
Pai Vepo, yes.
Pai Vepo. But I know you have recorded many, many more albums. How many total have you recorded in your lifetime?
Sarawoga is the 61st album.
61st album?
Yes.
So I'm not even going to ask you what your favorite one was. Or do you really have a favorite?
Well, if a song is not my favorite, you'll never get to hear it. I'll just throw it away.
Okay.
Because songs have to convince me first.
And how do you come up with songs?
Well, it all comes from the people, the way we live, personal experiences, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain time of day or anything like that when you
no,
compose?
No,
you just listen.
That's impossible. If you try and budget time to compose, you'll be blank by then. So what do you do?
Well, I guess you have the secret because you put out 61 albums.
Usually, my system is I get a topic. If I get a topic, then I'm beginning to work on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
At times I'm driving, it comes back and I think, oh, I park aside, I scribble down a few lines and throw it that way. And as time goes on, I do have my poem, and from there on, I create the sound for it.
Was there a theme, a topic for Sarawoga?
Sarawoga is, it literally translates to be left on your own.
Okay.
And it came, the inspiration came after losing my son in 2010.
I read that. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so this is where the title come from. Because some of the tracks there were meant to be collaborations with him. Yeah. So I'm left on my own to finish up the work.
How does it feel having it done now? And when you perform this, do you feel close,
I think,
close to your...
Yeah, it is really, because when I play songs from there, it makes me, it reminds me, it soothes me. It's kind of a therapy to try and understand that, okay, he's gone, but he's still with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that he was a very talented musician.
Yeah, he was.
And played with you
a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
He was.
Well, I hope that can be soothing for everyone who understands that, who's lost someone as well.
So true. We talk about sadness, but we don't mean to make people sad.
Yeah.
Because purpose of song is to give life and hope to the people, to heal the broken hearts. So we write songs to uplift people.
Yeah.
Sarawoga. Sarawoga. Sarawoga, kaviri viri wegan, 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 yeah, kaviri viri wegan, 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 yeah,
wega mumba, wega mumba.
We're gone.
We're gone.
We're gone.
We're gone.
We da gara we gamba.
Kamere mere we gani we gani.
We da gara we gamba.
We gani.
We da gara we gamba.
Sara.
That was Sarawoga from Oliver Mutukudzi's 2013 release in honor of his beloved son, Sam Mutukudzi, who passed away in 2010 from a fatal car crash.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hey, everybody, are you ready for Memory Lane?
Music time.
Music
in
time.
Africa.
Africa.
Today's Memory Lane takes us to an older time and to an old tradition in Ghana. From the beautiful forest and lake regions of Ewe Land, here's Gadjo, a traditional timeless dance and drum rhythm.
In Awezo.
Awezo.
In Awezo.
Awezo.
We'll be right back.
That was Gajo, a traditional dance and drum piece from Ghana, recorded in 1985.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwete, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwete, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwete, for me. Family.
We are chilling this week with Tuku, who came to VOA here in Washington for the first time last week just for us. Let's tune in for more.
I was reading up a little bit before our interview and a couple things I wanted to ask you about. One I thought was just funny. It was a comment. I think CNN did a report with you and they asked you if you were going to retire. And you said, how can I retire from myself?
You can't run away from yourself. You can't retire from yourself. I mean, it's not like I'm doing a career here. I'm yet to decide what I want to do in life. I'm just doing me. This is who I am. I think it's a blessing from God to be who I am and to be able to identify who I am. A lot of people are doing wrong professions. They do have what they have, but they ignore that. A lot of children are going to school for the wrong reason. A lot of parents are sending their children to school for the wrong reason. And a lot of people have got certificates, university certificates, hanging on their walls, but they are not really educated to that level. Because they're all doing it either to please their parents or they're not doing it for themselves. And after hanging that certificate on the wall, he now starts afresh to go and try and do who he is. You see, and it's a time-wasting thing. We have to be educated to enhance what we already have.
What about for those who don't know? Have you ever met young people who say, I don't know, I always
blame parents because it's the parents' duty to help their children identify themselves. But instead, parents impose either their failures or their ambitions on their children.
And children end
up going to school for the wrong reason. All they have to do is watch your kid. If he wants a football, buy him the football. Mm-hmm. And if he changes that, he doesn't want the football, he wants a guitar, buy him the guitar. Just follow, try and sponsor him in who he is. And then from there on, you can send him to school for the right reason.
That's Oliver Mutukudzi just hanging out with me in Studio 4. What do you think about his idea about education? Share your thoughts on my Facebook page, blog, or my email.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa.
Africa, through its own music. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com. Again, that's musictime@voanews.com.
Now here's a fresh new sound from Cape Verde. Her name is Carmen Souza. She's smoking hot right now, just raking in the music awards. At 2013 Cabo Verde Music Awards, she won Best Female Voice, Best Morna, Best Acoustic Album, and Best Cola San John with the song Sin Chiroti. Let's hear that song right now.
nuestra forza va a continuar. Chin chiro ti pe volta papi. Désolé, saudade da verdade. Tô espera poder o diabo pés. Outra fase partinha sonhos. Oxê, papoi. Logo estava dentro de mim. Tá, imagina sorriso. Os olhos. Mas tempo levar o sério demais. Traz em mim outro vez. Vou levar minha coração. Traz em mim outro vez. Fui igual. Vou levar a dor. Vem, vem. Te tiro. Nunca podemos o pai tão longe. Nada no chão. Nunca mais coisa foi igual. Tem alguma coisa que vou levar. Procurar da outra. Ou se eu podia o chão. Sonhar ou já. Que recorda a realidade. Que cresce em ti é estor vazio. Para onde que tu vai, vou levar uma cor. Tim tirou de bem. Não tem saudade, não tá misteu. Vou abrir vos asas, vou voar pra longe. Vou levar minha coração. Trazer mim outra vez. Vou levar minha coração. Trazer mim outra vez. Foi engonha, mamãe, mamãe. Bem, bem. Tintirote. Podemos bubai tão longe. Nada o chão. Nunca mais coisa foi igual. Tem alguma coisa que vou levar. Procurar o tchau. Mas se eu vou te achar. Sonhar o já. Crecou da realidade. Cresci em ti, estou vazio. Para onde que vou, vai, vou levar uma boa. Cresci em ti, estou vazio. Para onde que vou, vai, vou levar uma boa.
That's Cape Verde's hottest new voice, and she's beautiful too, Carmen Souza.
Africa Tree on Music Time in Africa.
And now back to our multi-music award-winning guest from Zimbabwe, Oliver Mutukudzi.
What about the Mbira and the sort of spiritual aspect of the Mbira? How do you feel?
Well, I think there's a problem when people think Mbira is attached to the spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the instrument, it's the music from the instrument that's connected to the spirits,
mm-hmm.
you know. But otherwise, Mbira is just an instrument, just like a guitar,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because you can connect spiritually.
To the guitar.
Through the guitar.
Yeah.
So for you those can of you... also connect with Mbira.
Yeah.
To the spirits. And it's just a beautiful instrument.
It is beautiful. For those of you who do not know what an Mbira is, The imbira is
a thump piano, and in most cases played in a calabash.
And you have that in your music sometimes.
What I do is I love imbira so much, but I never got hold of imbira instrument when I started. I got hold of a guitar. But the way I learned my guitar was by adapting the imbira sound to my guitar.
Can you show us?
Okay, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
That's how the imbira
flows
and sound, and
it's beautiful, and it comes through the guitar in such a magical, unique way.
You see, it's the same. I just adapt how the imbira plays into my music, which comes to the reason why my fans called the music Tuku music.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they feel there's an imbira element, there's a tsotsa element in the music.
What's tsotsa?
Tsotsa is a musical style in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And tsotsa is music that usually is played by people when they are working.
Oh.
Yes.
Like what we would call a work song.
You could call them work songs, yeah. Because they motivate people who are working.
Well, I think we have time for one more. I'd love to hear more.
Okay.
What do you feel like?
Well, I'll do one. It's on the Saroga album. And this one, by the way, it's a song I was supposed to sing to record with my son, to the woman we share.
Your wife and his mother?
Yes. That's the woman we share.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. What does it say?
It's complimenting her. That we are who we are because of her.
Oh, nice.
She takes care of me, she takes care of him, and it's the woman we share.
All right.
Tenda uroi.
one of Tuku's latest musical offerings, Huroi, track 2 from his latest and 61st album, Sarawoga. And now, for a change of pace, let's hear from South Sudan. Here's Shukuran Rabuna by pop singer Zaylee. Talking with Tuku also revealed what kind of music opportunities exist right now in Zimbabwe for young people. Let's listen in.
What's your tour like from now until?
Well, off head, it's difficult for me to tell.
Oh.
I can't even tell where I'm coming from. So it's tough, but we are around until the first week of September.
And then you head back to Zimbabwe?
Then we go back home, yes.
You do a lot of other things in Zimbabwe than just play your music, which is not just, but can you just name a couple of other things that you spend your time doing in your country?
Well, I spend my time especially promoting young talent, new talent. I do have the Pakarepai Arts Center, where I facilitate these youngsters to showcase what they can do best. It's not like a college of music where they say, you don't know, come, let's teach you.
Right.
We are kind of the opposite. We say, hey, you got a lot, come and teach us. Show us what you can do, and we learn from you. And in the process, he learns from others.
Mm-hmm.
And from there on, I'm glad that I now have about 6 groups out of it.
What are their names?
Well, there's Donald Kanyuchi, there's Munyama Taruse, there's Chete, there's Golden Girls, there's Fiona Gwena,
girls and boys. I was just going to ask. Good, because, you know, it seems to me a lot of times the women don't get out as much as men in terms of the whole continent.
It is a problem. If you see at the center, the female artists are very few. But that doesn't mean they are not there out there. They are, but they don't just come out and do it.
But you're supporting them.
I'm supporting them, yes.
That is great. Mm. Well, I want to come to see one of the events and just hang out.
That will be good. That will be good. And you get to understand our culture, really.
Although we don't have music right now to play you from the young artists that Tuku mentioned, we have plenty of Mbira music, some of the best, in fact, from the adored female artist Chiwoniso, who died on July 24th, just one day after Tuku's visit and interview here with us at VOA. Here's Irobu Kairo. That was singer and Mbira player Chiwoniso, whom Zimbabwe sadly lost July 24th. And we have time to hear one last word and song from Tuku before signing off for today. When you're performing in Zimbabwe for folks there, is there like a goodbye song that you normally do to sign off with?
I use a lot of different songs, and fans back home, they know when I play that song, the show is over.
Mm. Okay. Well, don't play it yet, because I don't want the show to quite be over. Sorry, I started that too soon.
All right.
I just wanted to ask you one more thing. Is there something else that you'd like to share with us that you're doing in Zimbabwe, aside from your music and your art center?
I'm involved with the HIV and AIDS programs.
Okay.
And I'm also a goodwill ambassador of UNICEF of Eastern and Southern Africa.
Oh, and are you also involved with tourism?
Tourism, yes.
What do you do there?
Well, like I'm doing now here, I'm an ambassador of Zimbabwe, of tourism. Come and see for yourselves who we are.
Come and enjoy. If you're going to be there.
It is the best place to be.
I'm coming.
Sure.
All right. Now, I'm sad to say, but I would like to hear your goodbye song, and that will mean goodbye for us.
Okay.
This time.
Yeah.
Kudzi, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was fun being here.
That is a wrap for today, folks, but I look forward to having you join me again next week, same time, Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America on Music Time in Africa.